This is Tuesday, July 15th, 2014. Curse of Naxxramas pricing details are out for Hearthstone, two podcasts hit 200 episode milestones, and it's time for another dive into the Torn Think Tank. This is Realm Maintenance number 102.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, shaman and sunwalkers, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Brian Black, aka Ro, and thanks as always for listening. The past week for me has been pretty crazy at work. I'm not going to go into detail and bore you with that, but suffice to say, I don't really have anything on my mind for the rolling restart, not to mention there hasn't been anything super controversial that's really got me going. So instead, I'm just going to give you a few extra minutes with Rem and Jules in just a bit, but right now, let's take a quick look at what is happening in Blizzard game news as we go around the world of Warcraft and more in 80 seconds. Development on Warlords of Draenor continues, with new beta builds revealing a Corehound mount, bank accessing your garrison if you have the storehouse building, and a large number of achievements for Ashran and garrison-related content. Pricing information for the Curse of Naxxramas adventure set for Hearthstone was announced last week. Each of the five wings of Naxxramas will cost $6.99, or 700 gold individually, and you can purchase bundles of wings at a discount. Blizzard CEO Mike Morhaime stated in a letter to a concerned fan last week that the company is actively examining its processes to ensure that content is more inclusive and appealing to as diverse a player base as possible. The auction house tracking resource site known as the Undermine Journal will be closing down due to high server costs. There is a chance that the site may return prior to the release of Warlords of Draenor, though no commitment has been made. Blizzard announced that the price for both StarCraft II, Wings of Liberty, and Heart of the Swarm have been permanently lowered to $19.99 each. If you're interested in acquiring some of the exclusive Blizzard merchandise being offered at the San Diego Comic-Con, 25 goodie bags are up for grabs in a social media marketing contest. Details are available on the World of Warcraft official site. And finally, while you're at the WoW site, you can also find the latest ArtCraft article that has been posted and previews the team's work on the improved model for the Draenei Mail. And that's your news. I'll be back with Rem and Jules from Torn Think Tank after the overly dramatic news from Hunts the Wind.
One boss arrives, another departs. It's the overly dramatic news. I'm Hunts the Wind. A busy week at Blizzard has given us here at ODN lots to talk about. First up, it was announced earlier this week that U.S. soccer goalie Tim Howard has been hired to be the final boss in the first Warlords of Draenor raid instance. This is apparently in response to complaints that Blizzard had dumbed down raiding and made it too easy. Sources tell ODN that the encounter will employ a reverse enrage timer mechanic, where the players must survive a 90-minute main battle where Howard is virtually impregnable, but once they do, Howard's minions will collapse from exhaustion and he can be defeated. Should prove to be an interesting battle. The other big story was the announcement that Blizzard Chief Creative Officer Rob Pardo will be departing the company. Speculation began almost immediately as to his next position, with many suspecting that former WoW lead systems designer Greg Street had lured Pardo away. While non-compete clauses are unenforceable in California, Activision put out a statement today that if Street did poach Pardo away from Blizzard, they would find other legal avenues to rectify the situation, up to and including charging Street with inciting to riot. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
On October 23rd, 2012, this show put the spotlight on Rem and Jules, two people using their background in raid and guild leading, along with other personal experiences, on a unique advice show for the World of Warcraft player known as Torn Think Tank. Now, a lot can happen over the course of close to 2 years, and this week I'm happy to have both problem solvers on the show to talk about the show, the journey it has taken, and the many foods they have eaten. Rem, Jules, thanks for being on the show this week. It's good to have you back.
Hey, Ram. Look at me.
Hey, Jules.
How's it going, Jules? Good to talk to you again.
My goodness. When you start with a row and a Ram, how embarrassing.
Well, it's been a while since you two have talked to each other. I mean, you just came back from Nurtracular, Jules.
Jules is still drunk.
Yeah. Jules is still drunk. Well, that's not far from the truth, because there's so much alcohol I ingested over this past weekend. which is not odd for me. I don't drink that much usually. So, mm-hmm. yeah, Rem might be onto something. But mm-hmm. now you can see that I'm not quite on my game because I'm recovering from vacation.
See, now she's making excuses for not being entertaining tonight. Mm-hmm. We got it.
Yeah. Actually, I think you guys are going to be quite entertaining.
It's, I don't know, Ro.
That at all.
I'm kind of tired. I don't know.
Well, we'll see. I'll do what I can.
All right.
All right. So... just recently on episode 100 of Rail Maintenance, I had talked to both of you, and I asked both of you why you got into podcasting. And what usually I start these interviews with most shows I haven't talked to before is like, how did your show get started? Well, we've already really covered that. Guys, if you're interested, you can listen to episode 10 on the archives, and you can see just how the show got started and what it's all about.
Episode 10,
yeah. It's crazy. It's been over 90 episodes ago. But instead, I'd like to start by asking each of you, and we'll start with Jules here. Why do you continue to be involved in podcasting?
Oh, good question. Podcasting to me helps form my thoughts better. I'm not going to prove that tonight, obviously, because my brain is not working very well. But no, what I find is that it really, number one, it allows me to reach people in a way that I can, you know, and to be able to talk to people through the podcasting and then outside of it. And the message that we can send through the stuff we do, we make people laugh, we make people think, we make them feel something. And that is why I continue to do it. And my experience at Nerdtacular was something that really solidified all of that for me, because I would literally be walking through an area and my husband, Arcane, would say something to me and he'd make me laugh. And have people turn around and go, I know that laugh. And then they turn around and tell me, I love your show. And that just was like, whoa, that's something that I didn't expect and didn't. And as we like riding up on the tram or the shuttle up to Snowbird, both people who were in the shuttle knew of Tor and Think Tank. And so talk about a way to realize upon yourself is like you've had an impact on people. Because they say, I like the show. I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And that is what keeps me going, is when people say, you made me think, you admitted something about yourself that I totally share along with you. And thank you.
Absolutely. What about you, Rem? What keeps you going? I mean, you're involved in a few more podcasts now than you were back when the show started.
Frankly, Ro, I have a problem. I think I'm addicted. And not to doing shows, because getting myself motivated to do a show gets hard sometimes because, you know, you're at work and you're tired and you got kids running around. I enjoy the creative outlet, because a lot of times you find some weird stuff running around in my brain. I need a way to get it out. And so that's why we have Torn Think Tank. That's why I made the other stuff I do. So I have a different way to get out the different stuff in my head. The feedback helps. Hearing from people, let's say they enjoy what you do. They enjoy the show. I made them laugh. Jules made them laugh. Anything, you know, all that stuff. That feels good. I love that. I love that feeling, knowing somebody's enjoying the product that I create, or Jules creates, or that we create together.
Yeah.
It's a really good feeling. You know, we don't get much in the way of negative feedback. Maybe that would change if we got a lot of negative feedback, but most of it's really, all of it's really positive. So, it really helps. It just keeps fueling the inner fire to keep going.
You know, I wanted to just add on that too. I think partly Rem is a really multifaceted personality, and Torn Think Tank is only one side of that personality, but the other things that he does allows him to stretch those wings, and it's come back into Torn Think Tank in several ways, like creating some of the intros that he's made, or the whole Julesbot saga that went on for an entire year and a half of just ideas and then people coming together to participate in it. But, you know, so when you talk to us on episode 10 of Realm Maintenance, we hadn't even crossed that bridge yet.
Yeah,
we hadn't gotten to that point. And for Rem, it's like exploring all these different sides of his personality. And for me, it's for me to like challenge myself to do things that I don't normally do. So I do a show about television and streaming technology. Well, it was something that I really wanted to get more into. And there's no better way than to be putting yourself in a situation where you need to be an expert on it and need to know how to talk about it and be well versed in it. And it's studying and reading and learning and asking questions. But that is something that that has really kind of changed as we have started doing the show is the other facets of our personalities, too.
Absolutely. I'd agree. It's kind of funny that, you know, we're talking about, you know, going back to Rel Maintenance number 10 and such, because at the time that I did that interview, that was right around episode 24, episode 25 of your show.
25,
and yeah. Yep. And just recently on a few weeks back on episode 100, when you guys were talking about when the show took a change to what it is now, Rem, I remember you saying that you said episodes 23 and 24 were really kind of that turning point there, especially, you know, the talk about with Mama Rem and balls a-bouncing. People need to listen to those episodes to understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, they're great stories, too.
What's balls a-bouncing about? But, but yeah, so I just kind of want to ask, how do you feel the show has changed since episode 25? And what surprised you the most as far as those changes go?
I think the big change we've had is our... And this is more recently than anything else, but we started – the reason I say 23, 24, 25 kind of changed the direction of the show. It took a while for Jules and I to learn how to really talk to each other, and we got mm-hmm. to a point where we could have good discussions about whatever. Whatever. Sure. We could actually discuss something rather than just giving our opinions on it and have a good conversation. So the show has changed into more of a discussion-oriented show where Jules and I can take a topic – and we can just talk about it for however long we need to, a relevant topic to the week or the month or to the industry, whatever, and give our opinions, have a conversation, possibly change the other person's mind. We're more discussion oriented now rather than just answering questions oriented, if that makes any sense. I don't know if it does, but I think it does in my brain, so I'm going to say it.
It's not all about answering questions anymore, although that's still a core component of your show.
Right. It's about us being able to speak to the community, to our audience in a different way through a discussion and possibly let them have that discussion with us through emails and feedback and all that. And a lot of times we come at it from two different sides of the argument. So all the views, well, if there are two views, are represented, you know.
What about you, Jules? What surprised you the most about how the show has grown and changed?
Well, definitely what Rem was talking about how we learned how to better communicate with each other. And that kind of, I think that happens with every podcast team. You have to learn what sets another person off, what makes them really fly and go, you know, just kind of take off. And what we learned through that process was that there were certain things that we could do to make it even more compelling and fun and engaging for the audience. And a lot of times when we have our live chat room, they are heavily engaged in discussion about what we're talking about amongst themselves.
Totally.
And sometimes it spirals into this really cool discussion, and people have formed friendships and relationships through that discussion that we're currently having, and then they send their feedback later. But it's a really cool thing to watch people learn how to talk with each other and support each other, and they're admitting things that are challenging them. That's one part of it. The other thing that I have seen is that when we started to branch out a little bit in bringing in experts on topics that had to do with gamers, but not necessarily all, you know, World of Warcraft. This is especially that. We did our first interview with an expert with a social worker, Mike Langlois. Mm-hmm. And that was phenomenal because Mike was a WoW player, is a WoW player, and he is also a social worker. I can't speak. And so, so he was able to identify with our audience so strongly, and then talk about the research and the experiences that he has had with kids, with families, with gamers and their significant others. And it just, when we started to do that, and we only do that every once in a while because we want it to be special. And it's, you know, we want to make sure we select the right guest, the person who's going to connect with the audience. So it takes time and research. But every time we brought on a special guest, it has really been a hugely positive reaction from our audience.
Anything like that in the works in the next coming episodes that you know of?
I have a couple of ideas. Our last guest that we had, the expert guest, was Anthony Bean, who is a researcher in video games and gaming culture. And he passed along several names of people who he thought might be good opportunities. And so mostly it's just been about scheduling and that kind of thing. Summer is really tough to get people to, right. to commit. but I, you know, I want to make sure we space them out enough time that we have, you know, a good amount of discussions, and also with our time too, because we've had a lot going on with things that are happening mostly with meetups with other people that, that listen to our show.
So, yeah.
Which has been amazing. So there'll be more though, I promise.
All right. Well, moving on here, when I interviewed you guys in 2012, the majority of your questions dealt with, you know, guild and raid relationship issues, and I'd say that's still probably generally the case, and it made a lot of sense back then, of course, since Mists of Pandaria had just recently launched. Kind of interesting, because right now, we're in a unique period of time that you didn't really get to experience much at the start of your show, where, of course, we're in that lull between expansions, activity is dwindling, if you're not fortunate enough to be in the beta right now. I was wondering, for people who haven't listened to you recently, would you feel that the lull between content between expansions, has that impacted either of you or the show over the past several months? And if so, how have you made adjustments for that?
It definitely has impacted the way that we structured the show currently. You know, and to be brutally honest, when people aren't playing the game, they don't have as many problems to deal with anymore.
Right.
So what that means is that there aren't as many requests for advice. There aren't as detailed topic discussions that are asked of us. So what we've done is we have focused on things that have either been brought to us or that we've experienced on our own in terms of discussion topics. And it's not about the game itself. It's very, very focused on the player. And it has really done an amazing job with people participating in the discussion and all that. But, you know, I have a very strong feeling that when we get information about the release date of the expansion, that all of a sudden things are going to change for us pretty significantly again.
Sure.
I think Torn Think Tank is at its best when we're talking about the player and yes. not the game, the things revolving around the game. And the questions we have been able to get recently have either had to do with guild related type issues of, you know, what inactivity or trying to get people still involved at this point in the game, or more personal questions or relationships or personal issues. Our discussions have mostly focused on things that affect the player, things that they're thinking about, but don't necessarily have anybody to talk to about. But so when we can dive in and stay away from the technical aspects of the game, which we're not very good at anyways, but and get right into who's actually playing this game.
Now, I've heard that Jules is actually a hell of a healer, so I think you should only speak for yourself. I
mean, she's okay. No, Jules is a great healer. I loved working with Jules, and I missed those nights when we used to yell at me. Because
Rem,
I was dying.
Stay out of the crowd.
Yes. Sorry to derail you.
No, it's fine. It's fine. So, what was the question? I don't remember.
Oh, just like how you've dealt with the lull between expansions and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So basically, how we've dealt with the lull is we've focused on the player and come up with topics to talk about that really affects the people playing this game or any game really, and changed our. I don't want to say direction. That's the first word popping in my mind. Change our direction to focus more that way. Still have some interesting content to provide.
it really is. Speaking of communication, let's talk about forums a little, shall we? There are always going to be people out there who have issues with the direction that WoW is going. And that's been quite apparent recently with discussions of stuff like faction hub changes and ability pruning and insert random beta revelation here. I'd like you to give advice to some of these people. What general advice would you give to anyone who is up in arms about insert scary change here in Warlords?
This is easy. Stop, take a couple deep breaths, and ask yourself, is this really important, or is this something that may change in the future? Then proceed.
Yeah. It, you know, this is actually, I think, going to be a topic for a future show,
mm-hmm.
because it's something that is very prevalent, especially when you have things that are affecting people and when, change comes into play, which is what this all is about. Everything is going to change when you have a new expansion, and people don't like it. They don't like to be pushed into something that they didn't agree to go into. And yet by buying the expansion, you're agreeing to continue on the journey of whatever your character is right. going to do at the whim of Blizzard. So I think a lot of this reaction is that people feel just powerless. They don't feel like they can make an impact on that. And yet they can. If they can say what they want to say in a way that's going to be constructive and helpful to a developer to see your perspective. If all it is just rage and anger and cursing and threatening to kill your families, because you know that's out there too.
Right.
What are you accomplishing except just getting all of your anger out on somebody else and just giving them your anger?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's horrible sometimes too.
We live in a world of instant reaction, instant feedback.
Yeah.
Not enough time. People haven't evolved the new filter we need to stop that. So they react viscerally to things they don't like or like. So like what I said, just stop for a few minutes and consider your words, consider what you want to say, and then form a proper argument. I mean, if you have something you believe in, it's your right to defend it, but defend it constructively.
Yeah. And you have the right to have an opinion.
Yeah.
But you don't have the right to tell everybody else that their opinion is wrong.
You guys, from time to time, do a little taste testing on your show. It's been kind of a new novelty thing that I don't think is on any other Warcraft podcast at all. And those episodes are always treats because some of the reactions are just priceless. I mean, you guys have turned into Murlocs and it's just the sounds are amazing. Musk lifesavers. Wow. What's left to taste? What have you guys not yet attempted to taste that you think could be left to try out? Is there anywhere left to go for that?
Bro, here's some spoilers. We've got another one coming that I have knowledge of that I'm going to acquire this weekend at Kineticon and then mail off to Jules.
Yes. Oh, no, really?
Yes, we have a part two coming. So so there's still more. And I'll give you a little hint as to what one of the items is. Chocolate-flavored soda water.
Oh, boy. Which could either be awesome or dreadful. And that is typically what happens in there. And, to clarify, the food tasting is always done by a fan of the show wanting to send us something to try.
Mm-hmm.
We don't purchase these things on our own.
Just once.
It's just once. We just did it one time just because Rem found something really wild.
Yeah.
And so, but for the most part, those episodes have been the fans saying, I want you to either try my regional stuff or somebody who's saying, I found a scorpion and a lollipop. I want to see if you will eat that.
Yes. Is there anything you guys will not taste? I mean, if a fan sends you something and issues you a challenge, are you going to take it? Has there been anything you've refused that we don't know about?
Somebody from Alaska had a delicacy that they were going to send us, and it was basically like a fermented organ of some sort, like an animal organ. And I said, no, there is no way.
To my knowledge, we haven't refused anything, but I would refuse anything fermented except wine or beer.
Yeah, we do have a rule that we cannot try anything on the show that's homemade by somebody, just for our own safety purposes.
Right.
We've had people who have wanted to like make us like beef jerky or something, and I just sadly have to say no because we just don't know.
It's something that can be bought in a store somewhere.
Yeah, that's manufactured, packaged, mm-hmm. that kind of thing is fine. But I'm pretty picky eater, to be honest. So there's a lot of things that I would be like, oh gosh, like, anything that is made of an animal organ that is not something that I normally eat would be on the I don't think so, or a chocolate covered ant or something like that. Probably
yeah, no
not.
Crickets. I wouldn't no do crickets. Bugs.
I've actually done chocolate covered ants. It's
Have
not,
you?
Yeah, it's not that bad. It really isn't.
Does it taste like chocolate or ant?
it tastes more like chocolate. I don't know what ant tastes like, but it tasted... I mean, when I had those, I was tasting the chocolate more than I was tasting the ant, so to speak. I have to imagine you guys probably didn't think when you started that you would go 100 episodes. I'm wondering how much longer do you two feel that Torn Think Tank will go? Is 200 a very real possibility?
I think so. As long as we're both having fun doing the show as it is in, you know, whatever format we are. And it has, you know, we take shifts and turns as we kind of adjust to the climate of World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my hope that Rem will be playing in the next expansion. That's right? My hope, because I know I am, but I honestly don't know if that's something that he's going to be able to do or have time for or want to do. Mm-hmm. So is 200 a possibility? Absolutely. But the agreement that we have with each other is that when it stops being fun, then we stop doing it.
Yeah, I know Jules always thought we can get this far. I never thought we'd get past episode 10, then we did. Then there was no stopping us after that. But as long as we can continue to evolve as we need to, and as Jules said, take those shifts and those turns, and make the proper changes that we need to make, we can keep going on as long as we want to, whether it's 200 or more than that. But as with everything, you know, the show's we're going to have to evolve again at some point, and we're going to have to change something at some point, because that's just the way of life. Everything's changing. So as long as we can keep doing that properly, I think we can keep going. I don't see a reason to stop now.
Well, I, for one, hope that you guys reach 200 and go beyond that. You guys have a very entertaining show, and I feel it really does have a special place in the whole tapestry of World of Warcraft podcasts out there. And it's a show that, if you guys listening to this have not listened to Torn Think Tank, you know, go to TornThinkTank.com and pull up any episode. Just pull one at random, and you'll find something special there, I feel.
Episode 100.
Yeah. But besides already giving them the page address for the show, and here I am taking your job, Rem, how else can people find the show? You guys live stream, of course. You've talked about your amazing chat room. How can people get connected with the Moo Crew and what you guys do every week?
So yeah, twitch.tv/TornThinkTank, 10 o'clock Eastern on Saturdays generally. And then there's the Twitter @TornThinkTank, where you can follow when we do have to change our schedule, like this week. And I'm @Remghar, R-E-M-G-H-A-R. Before Jules gives her Twitter, you know, if you did want to send us a question or get in touch with us, it is questions@TornThinkTank.com.
And you can find my Twitter. It's @JulesRPG. And we also put our shows, our live stream shows, on YouTube through my YouTube channel. So you can check that out too, and subscribe if you want to watch the video after it's been actually recorded. But I would really encourage people, if they have the opportunity on a Saturday night when they don't have something to do, sit in the chat room for a bit. The people who are in there are some of the smartest and most interesting people that you can see while interacting with a show. And the discussions that pop out just as we're going through are really something to behold. I wish I had transcripts of them, because it just literally kind of takes a life of its own in a good way. And I've seen people who have just admitted terrible things that they've been struggling with, and people have come to support them in there. So it's a really special thing to see. And if you have the chance, I would encourage you to look at it.
Hey, Jules, what's the YouTube channel?
Good question. We just started doing it. I need to get let me get the address so that Rem can edit this. Ro can edit this. Who are you?
There you go, confusing me with Rem again.
Who are you?
We're very different people, Jules. My gosh.
I think Jules is convinced that you're just one of my clones.
Possibly. We're both brilliant.
I don't even think my channel has a name, so don't put that in there.
YouTube.com.
Well, I'll include a link to it in the show notes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, guys, thank you very much again. It is always a pleasure to talk to you guys, whatever the occasion. I have a lot of fun talking to you both, Rem and Jules. And we are going to head on out with a clip from the most recent episode of Torn Think Tank. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Got it. I hope it's a good clip.
We'll see.
You're listening to Torn Think Tank, the World of Warcraft podcast for you, the World of Warcraft player.
Hello, Rem and Jules. I have a problem that I'd like to hear your opinion on. This has affected many facets of my life. It has caused me to quit jobs, hobbies, and games, and to lose contact with many friends. I guess it's my personality, but I tend to go through cycles of finding something that interests me, obsessing over it and getting too heavily involved, having my interest wane, putting too much pressure on myself to keep giving 100%, inevitably quitting and cutting myself off from the people involved because I don't know how to scale back and I no longer enjoy it. The loss of interest usually coincides with being asked to take on aspects of responsibility. For example, being asked to be an officer in various games or a mod on a forum. I totally messed up being a committee member on two sports groups at different times and left those clubs. Becoming anything more than an individual contributor in a job also causes me to want to get out. The other part of the problem is that I can't bring myself to say no when someone asks me to take on this responsibility. It's gotten to the stage where as soon as I start feeling like I'm approaching that point, I get panicky and have to disappear. This happened to me last Christmas and wow, I sent you a mail about joining a flex team and 2 weeks later, I found myself doing anything rather than log into that character. And then again last week when I joined a normal raid with my random invite guild. I know I would enjoy this game more if I could partake in the social aspects, but I don't know how to reconcile that with inability to manage the stress of having people rely on me. I'd love to hear what you both think and if this is something that a lot of people can relate to. Keep doing what you do. Love the show. From Ed.
Got to learn how to say no, Ed. You know, don't do those things that cause you not to enjoy the game anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I know you might feel bad for somebody. I mean, people don't generally take offense to the word no. They ask you, hey, do you want to be an officer in this guild? And if you say no, generally it's like, okay, thanks for your response. I'm moving on.
Yeah.
You're not really hurting anybody's feelings. But I mean, if you're finding yourself not enjoying things because you end up doing more, you know, more, there's more responsibility involved. Just say no.
But you know what? Saying no is so difficult for some people. And I know those people because I am one of those people. And it is very challenging because here's a couple things why. Number one, he's in a position where he's had this happen to him before, where he's doing something, he's really enjoying it, he's totally into it, and he shows abilities or aspects of his personality or something that really makes people want to say, I think you can do more, and I want to put you in a position of responsibility. So someone comes and approaches him and says, hey, Ed, I'd love to see you if you would be interested in being an officer or a leader or a coordinator. And that is validation. It's validation, and it makes you feel good. When someone actually takes the time to notice how good your skills are or who you are, and it's hard to say no to that. It's hard to say no to somebody who says, I really admire you and want to see you help us out. But at the same time, it's like it's not what he wants, but he's also thinking, well, I'm going to let them down if I don't say yes.
Ludra the Mage here.
And I'm Ben the Mage.
And we are an amazing musical duo.
What?
Ben, with the amount of singing you've been doing lately, you're shocked that people want to hear more of your amazing voice?
Yeah.
Oh, come on! We can release an album. All we need is songs. I mean, hey, we have recording equipment. iTunes, here we come!
Okay, so while Ludra frantically starts composing our greatest hits, make sure to check out episode 48 of Battle Pets, Battle Pets the Musical. We cover some news, talk team building, and take a close look at a boss with a questionable battle team.
Ben, what do you think about a song about the Vicious Horror? You're right, it should totally be a power ballad. Okay. What rhymes with horror? Horror? No. Store? No. Horror abounds, something, something, with hounds. This really does just write itself.
So. Thanks again to Rem and Jules for being on the show this week. The full interview ran about 40 minutes long, and you can hear that at realm-maintenance.com/interviews later this week. Let's move on to this week's Blizzard podcast news. Scott Johnson, Randy Deluxe, and several other AIE members bid a fond farewell to Gomez this week on the 200th episode of the AIE podcast. The show will record on Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can be a part of the show and the chat room by catching it over at theaiepodcast.com. Speaking of 200 episodes, the Stopcast podcast just recorded their own milestone last night, and you can listen to Jay, Mike, and Vicky on this Explicit WoW podcast, which you can find at stopcast.net. If you're a fan of PvP, you might also want to listen to episode 199, which featured plenty of talk with friend of the show, Pac, who gave his take on Warlords of Draenor from a PvP standpoint. This past Sunday, I was surprised to find WoWhead Weekly, a new video cast featuring Olivia Grace and Perculia. This show will be recorded every Friday and made available sometime during the weekend. Episode 1 featured talk on garrisons, the accessible zones in the Warlords beta, and much more, including information on yet another Warlords of Draenor beta key giveaway. You can watch WoWhead Weekly either at wowhead.com or by checking out youtube.com/wowhead. Amy Emmons from the Middle Finger podcast joins Corey and Seraphis on a new episode of Azeroth Pirate Radio. After an extended hiatus, the pirates return to discuss the latest news from Warlords of Draenor and Hearthstone. Corey apparently also really doesn't like Michael Bay. At all. Find the show, minus explosions, on iTunes, Stitcher, or azerothpirateradio.com. And as always, if you want to email the show about anything Blizzard-related, or you just want to remind them how old they are, you can send your letters to azerothpirateradio@gmail.com. While not primarily focused on WoW, it's worth noting that the Eviscerated Gaming Podcast recently recorded its 100th episode. You can find this explicit podcast at eviscerated.net. Congrats in advance to Bay and Anna on the upcoming recording of episode 50 of the Final Boss podcast. This milestone show records on Sunday, and you can watch it live at twitch.tv/finalbossTV. Episode 50 will feature rounds 3 and 4 of the continuing game of WoW Trivial Pursuit, featuring a variety of community personalities. As always, you can find video and audio archives of the show at finalboss.tv. DDD claims to have come up with the greatest idea of all time for World of Warcraft. Those are bold words, to be sure. Find out what this idea is, along with his first impressions of two Warlords of Draenor dungeons on episode 91 of Sheep Moon. Of course, everyone knows the real reason for listening is the Guardian of the Forum segment. This show does record at rivalcastmedia.com on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, so be sure to catch the newest show tonight if you're listening on Tuesday. How does the Blackheart's Bay map in Heroes of the Storm affect your team's strategy? Adam, Ben, David, Josh, and Xantar discuss that along with catch mechanics and talent design on episode 32 of the Nexus podcast, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, and heroesofthenexus.com. Adam is also in the spotlight on the next episode of the Twisted Nether blogcast, which you can catch when it's up at twistednether.net. Episodes of Alternative Chat and Azeroth in 5 will be on your feed this week as normal, though both shows will be skipping next week and 3 weeks in August. The show will return to its normal schedule in September, and you can read more about it at alternative-blog.net. Last Stand Radio recorded 7 episodes before going on a hiatus, but 2.5 months later, the show is making a return, proving that they have not made their last stand just yet. Wait. Aren't they making their last stand if they're putting out a show called Last Stand, and wouldn't this latest episode be the last stand? Well, now that I've completely confused both you and me, just check out the show at feeds.feedburner.com/laststandradio. On episode 65 of Shattered Soulstone, Breja is determined to get a hardcore level 70, Lantonio is still without good internet, Nevik is still fruitlessly grinding for a Ring of Royal Grandeur, and Jen got her Barbarian to 70. All of this and listener emails on this Diablo 3 community podcast from Dawnforge Productions, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, and ShatteredSoulstone.com. Back in April, the Frozen Nerds podcast had a special episode dedicated to the Rock the Cabinet contest, a competition highlighting games you can play for free on the Blizzard Arcade, or the Starcade as Epic and Kilroy like to call it. Last week on episode 19, the host talked about the 10 finalists chosen from the field of 81 games, and you can hear it all at frozennerds.com, which is spelled with one N and two Zs because they're just weird like that. You'll also find out how you can vote for your favorites from these games and win some cool swag from Blizzard in the process. And finally,
this week on the Chaos Portal, Megan and Ward join us.
I promised him that we wouldn't put video up, so he's not wearing any pants right now.
Hey, you're not supposed to tell him that.
Right? I'm also not wearing pants, so it's
Oh my god!
You're in good company.
Who wears pants at the computer? Nobody wears pants at the computer. Come on.
Exactly.
Look for us at Chaos Portal Show on iTunes, Stitcher, or chaosportalshow.com for the full episode.
And that's your podcast news. Speaking of Megan and Ward, as you might know, from time to time, Warcraft Trolls will have a WoW parody song of some sort, and I've had the pleasure of being involved in a couple of them now, including their most recent offering, which is a parody of a song from the Disney film Mulan. My apologies if the following tune gets stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
For a long time we've been raiding siege for heirlooms.
And in a long dry spell, people like to say that WoW is doomed.
With no new content, House of this spent and easy to ignore.
Hey, think of instead Warlords of Draenor.
Huh?
That's what I said, Warlords of Draenor. I won raids to last for days with amazing epic loots.
My class will be the best. With mechanics I can juke.
I couldn't care less what we raid or what my class does. It all depends on what the lore was.
Orcs, Draenite, Savage, Bet the garrisons will make me quite the farmer.
And I can't wait till the stats switch on our armor.
You can guess what we all want the most and what we're looking toward.
What do we want?
Warlords of Draenor.
My class will have no faults.
The lore will all be fine.
Have a real take a breath. I mean, there's always some problem that you'll find.
Yeah.
My Raidly skills and heroic kills are sure to thrill you.
Bone Carpet says they also kill you.
Hey!
Can't wait to get a gear score that's been doubled.
The item squish is gonna give you trouble.
And when we log on, I'm really saved because we pre-ordered.
What do we want?
Warlords of Draenor.
We wish that we had
Warlords of Draenor. Warlords of Draenor.
Before I wrap up the show, I do have some World of Podcast news I want to get out there. I'm very happy to announce that Doghouse Systems has joined on as a sponsor for this year's event. In addition to helping World of Podcasts Anaheim 2014 be the best event through their support, they'll also be bringing some great Doghouse swag as well. Doghouse Systems joins our sponsor Open Raid and our partner Ask Mr. Robot on what we're sure is going to be a fantastic and one-of-a-kind event to kickstart your BlizzCon experience. I encourage you to check out Doghouse Systems if you're in the market for a great gaming rig, and if you listen to WoW podcasts, then you know there's a variety of codes out there that you can use to get double the memory on your next system. Whether it's Triple T, or Henry, or Bacon, or a number of others out there. In the coming weeks, you'll likely hear me talk about further fundraising efforts for this awesome event, including a couple of t-shirt sales that might pique your interest. If you missed out on a Realm Maintenance t-shirt last winter, a new one will soon be on its way, and I'll let you know more about that in a couple of weeks. And speaking of t-shirts, it's time for a random giveaway, because I can. So this month's contest is for a t-shirt of your choice from the Blizzard Gear Store, or one of the many podcast-themed shirts from SlashLoot.com, or even the new Realm Maintenance t-shirt if that's what you'd like. Now, entering this contest is going to be a little time sensitive. This Friday on Twitter, I want you to get involved in the hashtag WowP5 movement. Now, what that means is I want you to simply tweet the names of 5 WoW podcasts that you think people should check out and include hashtag WowP5. I'll announce the randomly chosen winner from those tweets next week, so good luck! And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and eat some gummy bears. You see, today apparently is National Gummy Bear Day. Whether or not it's Curse of Naxxramas Day remains to be seen. I'm looking at you, Yongwoo. There were no new reviews on iTunes or Stitcher this week, but what about you? What do you think of the show? You can leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, and whether it's 4-star, 5-star, or otherwise, I'll give you a shout-out. If you'd like to support the show, you can either go to patreon.com/realmpodcast, or you can click on the donate link at realm-maintenance.com. Realm-maintenance.com is home of the weekly podcast roundup, and if you subscribe to the RSS feed there, you'll get a list of all the WoW and other Blizzard game podcasts that have come out in the past week every Sunday. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show, or a promo to send in, or if you're just a podcastee with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at realmpodcast, or follow myself at rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Next week, I'll interview Thay and Kedrin, the hosts of the Blizzard podcast for those with nothing else better to do, known as Storm Chasers of Azeroth. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. This podcast has been the presentation of Realm Maintenance Productions, copyright 2014. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Rem and Jules for being on the show this week. Thanks to everyone in the Blizzard podcast community for the retweets and for getting the word out about the show. And thanks to you for listening.
You are not prepared!
You may not be prepared just yet. I mean, I wasn't prepared when I found out about this just a couple hours before I put up the show. But next week you'll be prepared, because Blizzard gave me some Warlords of Draenor beta keys, and I'm going to tell you exactly how you can get your hands on one. See you next week.